I have a grandson who's putting on the phone this morning, so I have to leave at 5:30. So I just want him to...
Are you doing it? Are you doing it? I was wondering what the tie is for. I got nervous. So maybe getting bar mitzvah. So. Okay. What time is it? What time is it? 6. Okay. Okay, so the Gemara, well, let's pick up again from the bottom there. But the Gemara is going now to explain. The Mishnah said, Klal Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Kol Shehoye Lo Shas Het Lekayanim Ein Moyalin Bo. You have to have, in order, the Kotche Kotchim go out from having Me'ilu when they have a Shas Het Lekayanim. So we usually learn that means after the Zrika. It becomes Muta Bachila for a second. And then I don't care what happens. But the Gemara is not so clear about that. Amalei Bakapra Lebakpada Ben Achoisi, my nephew, Re'ei Ma'atosha Aleini Lemocha Beveis HaMedrash. Tomorrow we're going to go over this sugya in Yeshiva. So prepare yourself and ask to the point. Anyway, so we have three possibilities what the Mishnah meant. Kol Shehoisi Lo Shas Het Lekayanim. Do we mean Het Shechita? Which means very simply that the shechita was good. Meaning you made the shechita properly, and then something happened immediately. That's good enough. That takes it out of me'ila. Oh, het the zrika shoninu. Het the zrika means that you can make zrika. Meaning a kabbalah. It's one step past. A kabbalah sadam was made properly, then the psul came. Oh, het the achila shoninu. Which is usually where we learn. Meaning you have to have het the achila, meaning you'll need a good zrika. Now, the first thing we have to understand, Chizki Omer had the Shechita Shoninu, Rabbi Yechon Omer had the Achila Shoninu. Both extremes. Now, Tosfos, by the way, I mean, the Loshon of the Mishnah, Shas Heta Lekayanim. If you say Heta Zrika, that's how we usually learn, that's good. Because it's a Shas Heta Lekayanim. For 1 second, the Bosa became Mutter. If you say Heta Zrika, it never became Mutter. What does it mean, Shas Heta Lekayanim? After the Kabbalah Saddam, it doesn't become Mutter Kayan until after the Zrika. So Rashi and Tosfos, they both explain that we're going with the system of Kol Oimed Lizrik Yizoruk Domi. Once it's Niskabel, it could be, it's Oimed Lizrika. That's like there was a Zrika, not for this. It's called Hetel Kayan. The problem is, what's with Shashchita? I mean, Hetel Shchita, there's no Hetel Kayan at all. After the Shchita, nothing happened. It's Tosfos and Meirich, and this Tosfos then explains, it's an interesting, a different idea. Shas Het Lekayanim means, after the Shechita can now begin the other Avoidas. Kabbalah, Halach, Zrika. And those are all Avoidas HaKayanim. Mikan Vo'elach, Shechita's Mutter Bizar. Mikan Vo'elach, Mitzvah Kayanim. That's what it means. Shas Het Lekayanim. After the Shechita, it now becomes Mutter for the Kayanim's Avoidah. Funny pshat, but okay, there's not much we can do with it. So we have three possibilities. A good Shechita, Het Zrika, which means a good Kabbalah. Oh no, you need the Zrika itself to be mat. Chizki Omer Het Shechita Shoninu, Rabbi Yechon Omer Het Achila Shoninu.
Still hard, the Pshat Namish is she lo ho yelo shasik tala koyanim, she lin shechita tala. What's the zman? It's still a heter to do the avoid, right? It's still a heter to do. According to the heter la koyanim.
No, it didn't have a good Shechita. You
have to continue the avoid.
No, you don't. You're not allowed to. Forget. Once you're mafagel, you're not allowed to. Fakir, you're not allowed to.
Oh, yeah.
You're not allowed to.
Oh, you're not allowed to.
If you do, it goes through. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to go weiter.
Oh, okay.
Now, it's interesting, because Chizkiah says, Shechita, the one extreme, Rabbi Yechon is Heter Achila. It's an interesting thing. The middle ground is not taken. And it's very strange, because the Gemara is now, for a blot and a half, going to discuss and try to prove Heter Zrika, which is a non-held position. Chizki says Het Shechita, Rabbi Yechon says Het Achila. We'll see now a Gansa Blat Gemara proving Het Zrika, which nobody even said. It's a strange thing. There are other gears. That's the truth. The case of Mishnah's gears was that Chizki said Het Zrika. Some had a gear say that there really were three opinions in the Gemara. But okay, we got to proceed. Omer Heb Zrika, Lo Deke Masnisen, Loike Chizkiya, Uda Loike Rabbi Yechon. I'm going to have trouble from the Mishnah against Chizkiya. We're going with our gear. So now, meaning I'll show you from the Mishnah, it's not Heter Shechita, it's not Heter Achila. I'm going to prove the middle ground, Heter Zrika, which nobody held. Our Mishnah, let's see. Tanan. Shalona v'shenitmis v'sheyotzis. Our Mishnah gives as an example of hoyolo shashet lekayanim, lono nitma or yotza. So let's see. What's lon? What does it mean, lon? Zog di gemar, my lav the lon dam. That the dam was lon, meaning you left you didn't make zrika, you left it overnight. You went into the night, so you didn't make a kosher thing. Now the Gemara said, the Mishnah says that that's called shasheta. Where's the shasheta? You never made a zrika. Obviously, you don't need zrika. You need, it's enough heta zrika. I mean, you made kabbalah, so you have heta zrika. You could make zrika, and then you left the dam overnight, and that's called shasheta lekayanim. So you see, not like Rabbi Yochanan, uktani. Now, Taisus points out, the Gemara said it's a question on both of them. So we've disproved heter achila, that's for sure. Because it's lon adam, there was never a zrika, so there never was a heter achila here. Where's your raya against chizki? The Gemara said it's mashma, not like chizki. So Taisus explains like this. The kasha on chizki is as follows. Chizki says it's enough to have shechita. The Mishnah is telling me, what's the case basically? You did Shechita, you made Kabbalah, and then it got messed up. If Chizki would be right, the Mishnah could have said a bigger Chiddush. Tell me it became possible right after the Shechita, and it was a bad Kabbalah. But, Tais points out, the Kash on Rabbi Yochanan is a much stronger Kash. The Mishnah is against Rabbi Yochanan. He says you need Heter Achila. It says clearly you don't need Heter Achila. The kash on Chizki is just a mashmos. It's not against him. He certainly agrees that lon is called a het. He could have said a bigger chiddush. So on Chizki, it's a lodeika. On Rabbi Yechon, it's a kasha. So therefore, the Gemara will no longer deal with the kash on Chizki. It's a very strange Gemara. It is the double kasha, never came back. That's what Tais says. The kash on Chizki is nishgefarlach, so the Gemara drops it. The kash on Rabbi Yechon is a serious kasha. Loi, the lon boss, or you're making a mistake. Lon in the Mishnah doesn't mean the dam was lon, the bosa was lon. Meaning you made a good shechita, good kabbalah, and a good zrik. Everything's fine. Now you didn't eat the bosa, you left it overnight. Okay, that's the best shas heta you can have. That's the best thing. Aval dam is darik. There was a zrika sadam. Mishum hochik toni ein mayalimbo. Okay, so the Gemara thought it meant lon hadam, which would mean you only had what they call het zrika, the possibility of making zrika. He says, no, it means lon habosa, but you actually made a zrika, so that's a real shashet to lekoyan. Okay. Next, right. Tanan. It's a bit more complicated. Ve'ezahi, the next part of the mission. Ve'ezahi, shlohoysel shas hakoish. It should say shashet. I mean, this is just a quote from the Mishnah. What's the case where there's no shasheta and he remains with me'ila? That's what the Mishnah said. So there we had shenishle chutzle zmano, chutzle mekaymo, v'shekiblu psulim v'zarku esdoma. That last case. I want to take apart that last case. This is a case where there was no shasheta and he remained with me'ila. What's the case? The Mishnah said kiblu psulim v'zarku esdoma. Now, that's a very unclear statement. The psulim made the kabbalah, and they made the zrika. Who's they? Does the Mishnah mean the psulim made the kabbalah and the zrika? Does the Mishnah mean kiblu psulim, and then someone else picked up the zrika? Lamazet. So your knee jerk would be, I mean, why get complicated when life can be simple? The psulim made the kabbalah, and the psulim made the zrika. Now, that's obviously overkill. It's ridiculous. What difference does it make? Nothing's once the psulim made the kabbalah, that's the end. I mean, the carbon is finished right there. That the psulim then make the zrika is totally irrelevant. I mean, doesn't make it worse. Doesn't make it bad. It's finished. Hey, chedomi, ilaymo dezarku psulim kiblu psulim lomli adik etarte. Overkill. What difference does it make? It's twice possible. I care. If you can possible at 5 o'clock by the kabbalah, you can possible again at 5 after 5 with the zrika. That makes sense. No need for that. Okay, just keep that in mind, because at the end of the day, we're going to come back to that is the real pshat in the Mishnah. But often it's a strange pshat. Why? It's like, there's no need for that. What you're trying to tell me is the carbon became possible at the Kabbalah. Good, finished. We have to tell me what happened after that. Ella lav, mistomer pshat the other way. Kiblu psulim, vizarku ksherim. The Kabbalah was made by possible psulim. The zrika was then made by ksherim. Now, that's also a funny thing to say. What difference does it make? Uktani Moyalin Boy explains Rashi, and that's how they learn here. What is the Mishnah trying to tell me? A diuk. You know when it's called no shas heter? When it's kiblu psulim vizarku ksherim. But if it would be the other way, kiblu ksherim vizarku psulim, then it would be called shas heter. So you're telling me that a good Kabbalah with a bad Zrika is shas heter. Is that the right? To have the Zrika, shouldn't he know? There was no good Zrika. That's how the Gemara learns. Like again, the more strange, it leaves out the point. Rashi fills it in just to the right. Aval kiblu ksheirim, aval gadu zaku psulim, ain moyalin bo. Because with the kabbalas ksheirim, it becomes good. It's hetas rika shon
hinu. The only reason that the rise of the zorat is not done because the zrika is done with the apostle, then retroactively it shouldn't work.
Yeah, you're not going to say retroactive on that. That you don't say retroactive. Why is based on Kabbalah to Zomit Lizrik? There's no reason to say anything on a track. That doesn't change. Won't change. We're going to get worse before it gets better. We're going to have worse cases of Omid Lizrik, but this is good, because there's no need to make it retroactive. We're going to come later that Rashi has cases where it was already no good. It was already pigle and still called Omid Lizrik. That's really about the year. Based on Kabbalah, it was already pigle. But that's not Omid Lizrik. You're not allowed. Like I just told you, you're not allowed to be Zorig. Rashi's going to hack around that. That's, I mean, Tosafot will disagree, but this is okay. It's going to make more trouble than we have to. Okay. Okay. Well, now it gets a shtickle complicated. Maskif lo Reb Yosef. So what are you telling me now? The raya you brought to Heta Zrika Shonina was basically because you're not willing to learn the Mishnah as Lav Dafka, basically. And I could have said, listen, you know, if we were in the right mood, I would have said, listen, the Mishnah means Kiblu Psulim, Zarku Psulim, Ay, it's extra. It's a Lav Dafka. We find Mishnah, and you get Farlak. I mean, anyway, it's extra word, right? We're not willing to do that. We're being tight on this Mishnah. I mean, you want the Mishnah Dafka. I'll show you that it can't be that way. Again, the words of the Gemara, not the way we usually say it. It means, if you want to say that you have to be very tight on the Mishnah, not for Madiyuk, we have to have a reason for both words. We can't just say Zarku Psulim is Lavdafk, it's Tamesh. We can't. So then you want to be that tight, what do you call it, a tight constructionist. I'm just trying to figure out the constitution there. If you do that, we're going to get in trouble in a Mishnah in Zvochim. It's a very similar mission. There's a din in Zvochim of kibbutz b'godim. If the dam of a chatos spritzes on a beget, then the beget is torn kibbutz. Even this week's parasha, Asher yazeh midomo. Now, when does that have to happen? Asher yazeh, when it's on the way to the zrika. And it's royal zrika. I mean, let's say dam that became posel before, there won't be a din kibbutz because it's not asher yaz. It's not roy for hazoy. If the zrika sadam was already done, it's over because asher yaz, not asher huza kvar. So it has to be basically between kabbalah and zrika. That's when this action happens. If some dam chatos between kabbalah and zrika spritzes on a beged. Yochel nitas min atzavar ala beged before the kabbalah spritz from the naked animal on your beged yeton kibbutz asher yazeh lo amarti loch ela beroi lahazor if the kabbalah bekli tani the yochel nitas min akeren min ayisod meaning you made zrika now bounced off of the mizbeach onto your thing yeton kibbutz asher yazeh pratlus esher kvar izor. Okay, so it's only between kabbalah and zrika. It's a very small bracket of time over there. Good. Now look what the Mishnah says. The first Mishnah that perek over there. What am I going to do with that mission? Again, you are going with a strict construction of the mission. There's no lav dafkas. I have to know everything what's going on over here. What are you going to do with this mission? You'll see. I have serious problems here. It's not awesome. Chatos psulo, ein doma ton kibus. If it's, like we said, it has to be a kosher carbon, asher yazeh. Apostle of carbon is not asher yazeh. So there's no din kibus. Bein, zog the mission, I don't care what kind of psul, I don't care when the psul happened. Very similar to us, said a vinifsalo. It was once kosher, then it became posel. Okay, right in the Mishnah, still a quote. should be involved in them. Yeah. Ve'ezu shehoysalo shasa kosher, ve'nifsalo shalona, ve'shenitmes o sheyotza. It's basically like our mission. It's the same idea. Ezu shelo hoysalo shasa kosher. What's called no shasa kosher? Same as our Mishnah. It should say, again, it should say chutzla zmana first. Nishka chutzla zmana v'chutzla mekoimo, v'shekiblu psulim v'zorku esdomo. You have the same problem over there. The Gemara chaps on an example of no shasa kosher. What happened over there? Kabbalah and zrika b'psulim. Right, it's overkill. What does it mean? Same problem. Hey chedomi, ilayim v'dekiblu psulim v'zorku psulim, a double header. So what will be the deal? You're going to run into trouble if you do that, right? Because you're learning tight. That would mean that's when there's no kibbutz begodim. But if kiblu psulim or zarkuk sheirim, that would be better, then there would be kibbutz. I'll make even a better deal. But if kiblu sheirim with zarkuk sheirim, there would be kibbutz. You'll make some sort of a diuk like that. Those diukim are all not true. Because no matter who made the zrika, even if it was Kabbalas Kshayrim and Zrikas Kshayrim, there's also no kibbutz, because there's such a huzak kvar. So what are you going to make a diuk over there? You go that way. Kiblu psulim, zarku psulim, who dein domo kibbutz? Ho kiblu, now how you, whatever gears you want. Rashi's gears is, ho kiblu psulim, ho kiblu kshayrim v'zarku psulim. I'm sorry, that would be it. Kiblu psulim is silly. The other diuk would be better. In other words, when is there no kibbutz? When it's a double psul. But I'll make it better. I'll make it kiblu ksheirim v'zarku psulim. That's Rashi's girsa. Or some have the girsa, the best case. Kiblu ksheirim v'zarku ksheirim. There would be kibbutz. There's no kibbutz anywhere. If there was zrika, there's no kibbutz. It had Mishnah Stam is funny. The whole words over there of zarku, the word zarku have to be left after in that Mishnah. No matter how you cut it, it's no good. Because any case of zarku, no matter what it is, there's no kibbutz, not because it's possible, there's no kibbutz because there's no kibbutz after zrika. So that means that Mishnah that said zarku, I don't care what it says there, zarku, kiblu v'zarku, that Mishnah has to be left after. What can I do? There's just no, the Mishnah's trying to tell me a din. Chatas psula, there's no kibbutz. The whole word Zrika makes no sense. Because once this Zrika, the best chattas in the world is no kibbutz. Muzman Zogin, and the Mishnah is left Africa. What's a gefela? Meaning kiblu psulim, and since the Mishnah, after Kabbalah, usually comes like the regular Rang of Avon, Zarku, but it's as left Africa. But you're a strict constructionist. You know, Hakimah, China got this Mishnah has to be tight. What are you going to do over there? Don't you can eat, sir. You kori kanashi yazim midoma. Veloshik farhuza. It's nothing to do with chattas psula. You're going to have to say the Mishnah is lav dafka. Elo, lav dafka. Give in. You know what I mean? Give ground. Got to tell you. Nu eibazei, hochanami lav dafka. So don't, you know what I mean? Don't bowl me over with your Mishnah and Mila. You found the Mishnah and Mila. You made a diuk. You can't live. So nigga fell off. I'll go with what I said. Heter, what do you call it? Heter, achila. I hold heter achila. Means, the problem is, of course, it was zarku psulim. I, it says kiblu psulim in the Mishnah. It's left after, that's all. Agav, it says zarku. It says posulu, that's all. That's so terrible. No raya. Oh. Comes Rav Ashi with the most interesting question. Rav Ashi, I'm sorry. So we're now back down. The Mishnah in Me'il is left after. I proved it to you because the Mishnah in Zvachim is left after. If it's left after, it doesn't mean much. There's no diukim in the Mishnah. It's like extra words. You basically could take out the words, but kiblu psulim from the Mishnah. It's zarku psulim, because that's the key in heter achila. I would say, what does it say kabbalah for? Love that. Fine. Frank Davasi, interesting shayla. Again, we're now saying we sort of made things worse. We've proved that we sort of made things worse, you know. One Mishnah love dafka. We made not two Mishnayis love dafka. Ravasi's not ready for that. Ravasi kind of is like this, Tais explains. You tell me one Mishnah is dafka, that's okay. Then I say the other one is lav dafka, because it used the same logic that you find very often. Since the Tanna said it nazash prach here, so he said it here that way. That's if you have one that makes sense. You're telling me neither of them really makes sense. Both of them are flimsy. Das nicht. I'm not ready for that. Am Ravasi im kein lomoli lemisne tarte. Again, the logic doesn't mean lomoli lemisne tarte. It means you don't find that both should be lav dafka. If one is lavda, if zvachim would be dafka, so you'll tell me that Tan and Meila wrote it this way because that's how he wrote it in zvachim. If Meila would be dafka, since zvachim he went agav Meila. But by two mishnayis, both lavdafka, not comfortable. Elo, zog the Gemara, a major turnaround. Again, I'm going glad to tell you this. It's just a little bit easier than Rashi. Li'oilam Meila dafka. I'm turning around. Me'ilo is takedafka. We're going back to what we said before. Me'ilo is dafka. You can't say just aga. No, when we said before that me'ilo is dafka, we came out from that with a raya that had this rikish on Nino. Because if the mission is dafka, we got to do something with it. It can't mean we said kiblu psulim, zarku psulim, because that's not silly. There's no need for the word zarku psulim. So we decided it meant kiblu psulim, zarku ksherim, to tell me the diuk. If kiblu ksherim, vizarku psulim, then it would be gout v'milam. Araya het tzrika. No. Het terachil. And the Mishnah Taka means kiblu psulim, vizarku psulim. What's meitos? I'll tell you why the Tana said it. To tell me another din in guns. There's a din, we'll soon see the Taka, shailin, the gemor zvochim, if posel oysa shirai. What does that mean? Let's say you make Kabbalah. The Gemara says that the Mishnah being the same credit. You make Kabbalah Saddam, right? It's not a regular carbon, no problem. You make Kabbalah Saddam, and you drop the bowl on the way over. Nishpachat dam. Okay. What do you do then? It depends. If there's no dam left in the neck of the behemoth, you have tzoros. But if there is, yazer akoshevi kabbal. Go make another. So nothing happened. Nothing terrible. You missed. Take it again. The Gemara wants to know like this. What will be if a apostle makes Kabbalah? Something like that. Apostle doesn't avoid it. Makes Kabbalah and Zrika. That's really the case. Apostle was Makabal the Dam and then made Zrika. But there's still Dam left in the Behemoth. Now I want to go, listen. Good, he messed up. I'm going to go be Makabal again. I can do it over. There's Dam left. Can you do that or not? That's called posel osa shirayim or not. In other words, one hand you can say posel golnish. Nothing happened. It's like the dam spilled out. The marash. Go and take more dam. Or no. Posel osa shirayim, you can't look at it like it's nothing. It was a zrika, so the stuff left in the tzavar abahema is shirayim now. With shirayim, you can't make zrika. It's got to go into the omo, and that's the end of the curve. What's the din in that? Zog the Gemara, most interesting thing. The Mishnah here in Me'ilah, Agav, not do Me'ilah, is coming to tell me that din. El Yoylam explains this. El Yoylam de Me'ilah Dafka. Vehoko Mashmalon. The Apostle Oysa Shirayim. Now, how do you see that? How in the world does that get here? Okay, that's really not so bad. That's not so bad. Like this. What is it saying? Let's go back to the Mishnah. Kiblu Psulim, Vizarku Psulim. Okay, I hold heter achila. I'm not disturbed by anything. Which means the key is zaku psulim. That's really what it should have said in the mission. The kiblu psulim is totally irrelevant. It's not irrelevant. It's telling me like this. What does it say in the mission? Kiblu psulim, zaku psulim, there's me'ilah. Because you never got a shas heter. You never met, right? And the key is because you didn't make a good zrika. The kiblu is irrelevant. It's not irrelevant. It's saying like this. Kiblu psulim is a ku psulim. You know why kiblu psulim is bechal a problem here? Because zarku psulim. But right. But had there not been zrikas psulim, let's say it would have been kiblu psulim and the dam spilled out, you wouldn't have a problem because you could do it over. But since kiblu psulim is a ku psulim, you're in big trouble. Because he can't even do it over. Meaning, posel oisa shirayim. The Mishnah's takadafka. But it's not for your diuk of cherim psulim. It's for a new story that you need both. To make kiblu psulim stick, you need zaku psulim. Because if kiblu psulim then stomach it dropped on the floor, you could do it over so the kiblu psulim doesn't bother me. It's posel oisa shirayim. That's what the Mishnah's coming to tell me. Eliyoyla mila dafka. Vehorko mashmalon. The posel oisa shirayim. What does that mean? Daf al gab the kibel posel v'zorak, the kibel kosher v'zorak, lav klumhi. That's the din. Apostle, not a year. Stam, we're telling a general din. If apostle was makabel and then made zrika, and then the kosher was makabel and made zrika, he did it good, everything's fine. It's not good. Why? Because apostle also shirayim. The zrika sapsul counts. It's called there was a zrika in the carbon. That means all the rest of the dam that's in the neck of the behemah, that didn't shirayim. Shirayim, he can't put on the mizbeach. That goes to the omo, and you're out. Afal gav the kibul posel v'zorek, the kibul kosher v'zorek. So you were tiny, that's good. He basically did a replay. He did it over. Lav klumu. My taimo. The shirayim ninu. So now you tell, okay, now we moved out completely. The mission is good, there's no riot. But you're telling me the mission says posel osu shirayim. So I'm going to hold on a second. What?
It doesn't
have to really,
it only has to say Zarkum.
No.
Because if it would have said, it was.
No, I wouldn't know that. Zarkum Psalm is telling me the din that you need Shas Het. It says the extra words to key me in that there's something else going on in this Mishnah, which has nothing to do with Mila, nothing what to do with our Mishnah.
But once he does Zarkum Psalm, he says Zarkum Psalm. No,
an axe out of this got me Mi'ila, but how would I know it's talking about supposed to also Shirayim? I mean, it's telling me, you made a bad drink, and I said, what? No. No, sorry, no, it's fit. But I wouldn't know. I would say there's no dam left. How would I know? Are you coming to tell me in a case where there's dam left over? A completely zaitig echibs, I'm not doing this mesichta. You need an extra word for that. By the Tanakh throwing in the extra word, he lets me know that something's going on here. Meaning you should know, I'm telling you something about that Kabbalah. That Kabbalah's pasless hinges on the Zrika. Oh, the problem is like this, you're telling me now that there's a Mishnah in Me'ilah that says, Posel Osu Shirai. That's not so comfortable. Because it so happens, it's a Shaila in the Gemara there, and the Gemara comes out over there that the Posel is not Osu Shirai. He asked him to Shaila. He didn't know from this mission. In fact, about Shaila, is Posel Osu Shirayim? And look what the Biyochanan answered him. Omale, Ein lecha dova shiyasa shirayim, elechutz lezmanoi, vechutz lemekoimoi, hoyel umeratzen lepigulon. Very interesting answer. Posel, what he's saying is, nothing posel makes shirayim. Which makes sense, because when an apostle does something, we look at it like it's a non-issue. Apostle made Kabbalah, apostle made Zrika, what do I care? Man? It's like nothing happened. Of course, if you can't do it over, you're stuck, because then you have Kabbalah's Psul with Zrika's Psul. But if you can do it over, so do it over. That's what it's all. Nothing makes Shirayim, except one Psul. Pigel makes Shirayim. Because Pigel, as we've learned so many times, we're going to say that 10 more times yet, Pigel is one of these strange psulim, because Pigel is Meratza Lepigulo. The Zrika of Pigel, the Avoidus of Pigel count, because you need them to make the Pigel. That itself says it's something. So there it makes Shirayim. But no other psul makes Shirayim. So we get to Mizog, that the Chiddush of our Mishnah is, Posolos of Shirayim. And Rav Yechanan said, his Maskona was, the only thing that makes Shirayim is Pigel. My love, and he said an interesting thing, nothing makes Shirayim except Pigel. My love, Bar Mipossel. When he said except, he meant accept anything. Meaning, Possel also will be in the except group. I'm sorry, the not accept group. Meaning, nothing makes Shirayim except Pigel. In that nothing group that's excluded is Possel also. He said nothing but. Lo, I feel Possel. No, he meant, when he said nothing but Pigel, he meant Pigel and, what do you call it, and Possel. Fager, come on. Let's be fair here. He said, Ein lecho but. Ho Ein lecho k'toni. He said, nothing but. Hochi ko omar. Moses says like this. Why is Pigel different? Because Pigel is, okay, the words are bad, in a sense, less of a psul. I mean, it's not less of a psul, but it has more reality to it. It's Maratza lepigulo. Tomei also is not your standard posel. Because Tomei is kosher b'tzimu. Tomei is not Stama Joe off the street. You know, if it's a carbon sea, everything is fine. Tomei is different. When he said nothing but pigul, he meant no standard psul but pigul. But Tomei is not a standard psul. Tomei is a quasi psul, like tzibur, it's not good. Hochikom, ein lecho dova sheinu meratze b'tzibur v'otze shirayim. There's nothing that doesn't work in tzibur. I mean, there's no, across the board, psul that makes shirayim. Elo chutz l'zmano v'chutz l'mekoyma. Avol Tomei, that's bechlal I'm not discussing. Tomei is a weaker psul, if you want to call it. Tomei, the isa b'tzibur, mashve shirayim, that makes shirayim. Shar psulim de lo isnan b'tzibur, loy mashven shirayim. So at the end of the day, let's just sum up. This remains ladin. If an apostle, stam apostle, chayis a balmum, will make kabbalah sadam and zrika sadam, you can save that korb. If there's enough dam left in the tzavra be'ema, you just do the thing over with a kosher. If chayis a tful yoim, not tful yoim is the tome. Chayis any other psul, I don't know, mechus begodim, whatever, shosayayin this week we have. But if a Tomei did that, that messes you up. Because a Tomei, since he's kosher b'tzibur, he can't say nothing happened over there. There's a geven a kabbalah mit azrika. So this korban had zrika sadam already. A korban that had zrika sadam, you can't do it over. The dam in the neck of the baim now has to go to the omo, what they call. It's basically into the garbage, you would say. There's that thing running to the thing from. Yeah, it'll be the same thing. You'll do it over. You have some aside, interesting point. We're coming out, but Pigel's here also Shirayim. Pigel's also Shirayim. That means you shechted the Mashavis Chutz's mana, then you made the Zrik and all that. You can't do it over. Let's say you made a good Shkid, but you can't do it over. That dam now has to go to the Om. Oh, that's the question. What does it mean? Also, shirayim by pigul. It's possible. It's gone. And the baim is gone. You can't do it over. It's possible. The dam of the neck of baim. Let's say it's not shirayim. It's possible. You're not allowed. Like we said, when you first shecht the baim, you're not allowed to make the zrika. If you make the zrika, it becomes pigul. You're not allowed to do that. You can't go further. So, what do the words mean? Pigul oisa shirayim, and it wouldn't be shirayim. When you do the dam, same garbage, same exact garbage can. What's the difference? There's a problem.
He's not allowed to do Zrika?
No.
Once he
had a Mashavis? Yeah, it's over. You're not allowed to go right there.
Even though it doesn't come
here? Yeah. You're not allowed to go right there. And
that doesn't come
here? No. Zuch Sachi of
Kores.
No.
Is it not Shabbos?
No. No. Says the Brisker Rav, he's looking for Nafkaminis. Interesting Nafkamin he has. Says like this. Let's forget also Shirayim. Pigel's possible, right? But Pigel is a psul that im yalu, im olu, lo yard. So if somebody will take, usually we think of olu yard, the boss on the, but it happens with dam too. If you take the, you have a koyz dam, right? You have the thing of dam. And somebody puts it up on the mizbeach, spritz it, puts it up on the mizbeach. That's also a din im olu lo yard. What happens now? You have a zazas. Apostle of Karm, it's dinizim olo lo yardu. Somebody picked up that kosher dam, put it up on the mizbeach. What do you do now? It's lo yer, meaning you can now make the zrika because it's on the mizbeach. You can make the zrika. That's if it's pigul. But if it's shirayim, once it's also shirayim, that's it. Shirayim has no shaykhis to them. That's what shirayim means. It's not olo yardu, shirayim. Shirayim can't go on the mizbeach. It says that'll be the nafkamin. What? No, I'm talking about pigul. By pigul, we said pigul also shirai. It means a guy he shechted it shalom. Now he's moving along. Okay, so you're telling me the din is oisa shirai. That dam, a guy shechted it good, and then he made kabbalah with a machabes kutzlazman, right? So I want to know, good, stop right there. I'm going back to take more dam. Can I do that? Stay do, pigul also shirayim. The question is, even if pigul wouldn't be also shirayim, he can't do it. Because once he had a machshavas chutzlazmano in that kabbalah, the korban is possible. Yeah, it's not technically pigul, so we call pigul, but it's that tool. And the korban is possible. The dam is possible, everything's possible. You can't do anything. You can't move forward. You got to burn the animal, throw the dam in the omer. So what do you mean, also shirayim? What do you add to an also shirayim? The answer says the Rishkov. I mean, it's a kunz. If it would be just pigul, you're not allowed to go forward. But if someone took that dam and put it up on the Mizbeach, you would then make the Zrika. Because it's Malol Yard. That's called the Malol Yard. Yeah. Like a more than the Zvachim. Yeah. But now that I say Pigel also Shirayim, you can't do that. Because now that dam is not just Pigel. That dam is Shirayim. On Shirayim, you don't say Malol Yard. Shirayim is like Shirayim is not Shaykhs to the Mizbeach. It don't belong there. She said, not enough gemina. It's a problem. It's a bit of enough gemina. You got to know all of Kochim. I find enough gemina. There's another one there. But
the Shirayim comes down with a zrika, right?
What?
You become Shirayim if the Pesulim where
the Kipshuto. Kipshuto.
Not stab with the Shchit.
Kabbalah. No, Shchit is Zichr. Shaz with the Kabbalah.
Yeah.
The Rashi say Mashi the Kabbalah. But most people, Rashi and Tosfos Zvachim say Beferish. It has to be with the zrika. No, if a Tommy will make Kabbalah, it doesn't make Shirayim. So for one more point. Now, let's just think a second. Now, Lefi Tosis comes out that our Mishnah is telling us the din of Posel Oise Shirayim, the state in Unza Mishnah. Now, Posel Oise Shirayim is not a true statement. The Gemara says Posel is not Oise Shirayim. Only one Posel makes Shirayim, Tommy. So that means when the Mishnah says Kiblu Psulim, it's talking about Tmeim. Our Mishnah we now know is talking about Tmeim, not Stam Psulim. It can't be talking about Psulim because the Mishnah is telling me Posel Osu Shirayim. There's no Posel that makes Shirayim except the Tomei. Now when you chazer, which I don't know when you chazer in Dafayim, I have only the problem, but when you chazer, you'll note that in the Mishnah, there are sister in the Rashi. One Rashi says Kiblu Tmeim. One Rashi says Kiblu Balamumim. In Emes, this is totally independent. Rashi has a different pshat. Lefi Tosfos pshat here, and Rabbeinu Gershom learns that way, the Mishnah must be talking about Tmeim. That'll be the last Rashi. Rabbeinu Gershom in the Mishnah says Tmeim. Okay, if not, it could be different, but it's important to know. At the end of the day, our Mishnah is not Tulim. It's one puzzle only. Tmeim. Okay, let's just finish up. Toshma. Again, the Gemara does a very interesting thing. What to call it? A reversal. Hapigul yoyle moyalim boy. We had this brice already. We brought this brice before. We brought it before as a raya against Reb Gittel. I'm sorry, raya to Reb Gittel. Where was it? 1 second. Yeah, no, Daladon Beis. No. Yeah, 1 second. Hapigul olam moyalim bo. Where is it? Omen Aleph. That's people called Shikochi Molimbo. Yeah, it's the one on Omen Aleph. Hapigul olam moyalimbo. And we said it's probably talking at the Zrika, and we brought a raya to Reb Gittel. Here the Gemara does a complete reversal. It's probably talking without Zrika. According to me, why did Gemara change? Did Gemara assume it's with Zrika? It was assumed without. For some reason, Gemara is going the other way. It assumes it's talking without Zrika. Now, if it's talking without Zrika, then what does it say? We're talking where it was Shchita and Kabbalah. And it says what? Pigul Yemoyel. Meaning, Loy Lemoyelimbo. Meaning, the Kabbalah, since it was Pigul, will not take you out from Me'ilah. Meaning, if it wouldn't be Pigul, though, it would take you out from Me'ilah. Meaning, what takes you out from Me'ilah is the Kabbalah. That's Het Zrika, Shandinu. Toshma Pigul Yemoyelimbo. Lav de lo Zorak. We're in the world before Zrika, after Kabbalah. You're telling me, Pigul Yemoyel. What is that supposed to mean? Everything Yemoyel before the Zrika. No. In a normal carbon, with the Kabbalah, would finish Me'ilah. A Pigul, just like Reb Gittel said, a Zrika of Pigul can't take you out of Me'ilah. So a Kabbalah of Pigul can't take you out of Me'ilah in that Mandoma. But normally a Kabbalah would take you out. But does I have the Zrika? Shoninu. Had the Zrika Shoninu. Zogma? No. Loi Zarka. We're going back to the simple shot the way we learned before. Pigul Yoilam Moyalim boy. Meaning even after the Zrika. And what does La'oilam mean? Umayli Yoilam. Hokamashwan kid Rav Gidl. Dom Rav Gidl. I'm a Rav Zrika. Spigul in a motzvi de Mila. Beno Mevi Lide Me'ilam. Coming back to the simple way we started back there on the Daf Talit. pigal oil means even after the zrika, because normally it's the zrika that gets you out of mila, because after afilu shoninu, but zrika's pigal can't take you out. This again is a raya from we spoke yesterday at the end of the sugya before. The Gemara said there's no raya to Rav Gidl in Kodesh Kodesh. But every the Ram passes like Rav Gidl. This also Chofetz Chaim brings. This again, you see a steam in the Gemara. At the end of the day, Rav Gidl, look at the bottom line in the Rashi. Elo, loos, lashminin, el dehil, chasuk, Rav Gidl. Here the Gemara says it with a complete equanimity. Hadosiros. Here the Gemara says, muchahin and srik. Maybe the Bryson doesn't mean that's talking by oila, dos, ayinayer. Here the Gemara says very simply, it's li'oila, if the zrika, and a raya to Rav Gidl. Another one of his rayas that the stomach of the Gemaras are with Rav Gidl, even though it didn't look that way yesterday, but at the end of the day, we are Rav Gidl people.
So I have here the schedule on the so next week on the Sunday we start at 6:45 and then Monday at 5:45. Starting Shabbos is going to be Sunday 7:30 and Monday 6:30.
No problem.
Once the Shabbos is here will be 9:24. I think the schedule.
How many people do that?
Yeah, like 4 people. Sunday 6:45, Monday 5:45, Tuesday back to
it's not an easy dark one Sunday, Monday, but that's for sure.
Yeah, it's worth it.